Last week we were discussing some halachos of kedushas beis hakneses. We discussed eating and drinking in shul. We discussed having a chuppah in the beis hakneses. But there was one other discussion in halacha that we haven't yet touched upon with regard to kedushas beis hakneses, and that is sleeping in shul. And of interest is to note that the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Chav Ches, which we cited, which quotes all the restrictions of what one cannot do in shul, the Gemara makes no mention of not sleeping in shul. However, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Beis HaKneses, which we've been learning past number of shiurim, does quote in Sif Gimel, Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, Ein Yeshenim Bebeis HaKneses Afilu Shina Sarai. One is not allowed to sleep in shul, even a short nap. So I'll just comment at the outset of the Divrei Halacha this evening that if Mordechai Eliyahu writes that if somebody sees someone else dozing off in shul, be it during a rabbi's speech or be it during whatever other sleep-inducing oratory he is experiencing in the Beis Knesset, says of Mordechai Eliyahu, you have to wake him up. Right? He's being over an issur of sleeping in shul. He says, especially if he falls asleep during the drasha or during the tefillah, then there's an additional issur, he writes. Amazing. He quotes the pasuk in Mishle, Mesir Azno Mishmoa Torah, that the person is avoiding hearing Torah by dozing off during the drasha. I know I'm biased, but he actually does say this. And this is a pasuk that the Gemara cites, slightly different context. The Gemara cites this pasuk in the context in Shabbos, Masechta Shabbos on Daf Yud. The Gemara speaks of one of the Amoraim who was rushing to leave the shir because he was going to daven. And the Rebbe giving the shir criticizes him. You're running out of the shir to go daven. This pasuk, Meser Azno Mishmoa Torah. The Gemara Shabbos, Tafiyud Amin Alf, speaks of Rabbi Yirmiyah sitting in front of Rabbi Zeira. They were learning together. It became time to daven. So Rabbi Yirmiyah starts to rush out to daven. And Rabbi Zeira quotes this pasuk, Meser Azna Meshmoa Torah, Gam Tfiloso To'eva. So Rav Mordechai Eliyahu says, the person's dozing off during shul, during tefillah, during the drasha. So aside from the issue of dozing in Beis Knesses, another concern of Meser Azna Meshmoa Torah. Okay? But this is the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel, that Ein Yishen in the Beis HaKnesses, Afilu Shina Sarai. One cannot even doze off in the Beis HaKnesses. But it is of interest to note that you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud Aleph, where he quotes all of these halachos of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, he makes no mention of this Isra to sleep in the Beis HaKnesses. Shulchan Aruch quotes it, Rambam does not quote it. Where does Rambam speak about sleeping in the Beis HaKnesses, Beis Medrash? It appears only in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in the Rambam. Perek Dalet, Halacha Tes. The other Rambam speaks not of the Beis Knesses, but of the Beis Medrash. Rambam writes, Ein Yashenim Beis HaMedrash, or call him Esnamnim Beis HaMedrash, Chachmaso Naasis Karoim Karoim. Rambam speaks of the Isser to sleep in the Beis Medrash. One who sleeps in the Beis Medrash, one who dozes off in the Beis Medrash, his Chachma is torn apart, so to speak. So the Rambam quotes this din only in the context of the Beis Medrash, and only in Hilchos Talmud Torah. He doesn't make mention of it in Hilchos Tefillah, where he discusses the other restrictions of the Beis Knesses, much as the Shulchan Aruch does in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, Simen Kuf Nun Aleph. And the Nos Kalim, in support of the Rambam, cite a number of Gemaras, which seem to be the basis for the Rambam's psak, the Gemara in Megillah Chav Ches, Sukkah Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara there speaks of Rabbi Zeira being asked by his Talmidim, Bameha Rachta Yamim, how are you zochet to such a long life? So one of the answers of Zera gives is, Lo yashanti b'beis ha-medrash, I never slept in the Beis Medrash. Not a shinas keva, not a shinas arai. The Gemara says, Nchusukah chavches, the Rebbe Lezer said also about himself, Lo yashanti b'beis ha-medrash, lo shinas keva, lo shinas arai. And it seems Amram is basing himself off of those Gemaras. Gemara Sanhedrin daf ayin aleph, Reb Zeira again, whoever sleeps in the Beis Medrash, his Chachma, his Torah is torn apart. Nasis lo karoim, karoim. So the Rambam seems to be quoting this din of not sleeping in the Beis Medrash based on these Gemaras, but not in the context of Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, rather than the context of Hilchos Talmud Torah. And the Shach in Hilchos Talmud Torah, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din as well, the Shach says it has to be that when the Rambam speaks of, and the Shulchan Aruch speaks of, never sleeping in the Beis Medrash, that must be just a Midas Chasidus. But Medina, says the Shach, strictly speaking, there's no Isser sleeping in the Beis Medrash. Why? So he refers us back to Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. We just quoted the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, who said once again, Ein Yeshein in Beis HaKnesses, Afilu Shina Sarai, Ava Beis HaMedrash Mutter. The Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Beis HaKnesses says you can't sleep in the Beis Knesses, but you could sleep in the Beis Medrash. So the Shach says, so Beis Medrash Meikar Din is Mutter. I, the Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that's Midas Chasidus. If you want to be Zochot HaRichas Yomim, that's what you do. Even the Beis Medrash, you stay awake. But Meikar Din, the Beis Medrash, it's Mutter to sleep. And in the Beis Knesses, that's where the Shulchan Aruch says it is Usher to sleep. So we are now currently where? Beis Knesses. So if you want, I can move downstairs to the Beis Medrash. We can continue the shir down there, just to make it a little bit easier for everybody. But Beis Knesses, the Shulchan Aruch says, one cannot sleep even Shina Sarai. Beis Medrash, Shulchan Aruch says it's Mutter. And the Shach understands and understands that Meikar Din, Mutter in the Beis Medrash to sleep, not in the Beis Knesses, Midas Chasidus, even in the Beis HaMedrash, one should try to avoid sleeping. Yeah, so that the Gemara speaks of, about not making the Beis Knesses into a Kampandaria. You can't make it into a Kampandaria, into a shortcut. That you can't do. But when it comes to Shena in the Beis Knesses, Shulchan Aruch makes mention of it. The Gemara does not. Shulchan Aruch quotes it from the Mahari bin Chaviv, whereas Rambam quotes it only Hilchos Talmud Torah. So Rav Yitzchak Blazer and his Pri Yitzchak, Chelek Beis, Simen Hei, commenting on the fact that the Rambam does not quote this din in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, but he quotes it in Hilchos Talmud Torah, he doesn't quote in Hilchos Tefillah, he quotes in Hilchos Talmud Torah. So Yitzchak Blazer writes the following. He says, apparently from the Rambam you see that the concern with sleeping is not just one of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, which is where the Shulchan Aruch seems to categorize it, but rather, according to the Rambam, the concern of sleeping is a concern of Bittul Torah. Because the Beis Medrash is a makam kadosh, lilmod sham kol hayom. You shouldn't be mafsik b'shina. You shouldn't stop your learning to sleep, to nap. And that's why he says, Rambam quotes this din, Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Perek Daled, because he's talking about what you need to do to be zochet to keser Torah, what you need to do to succeed in limud haTorah. And that's why there, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Daled, Lachates, Rambam quotes, don't sleep in the Beis Medrash. If you want to be zochet to Talmud Torah, so you should not sleep in the base HaMedrash. Because much like the Rambam writes in the Hilchos Talmud Torah, you can't waste your nights with sleep. You should take advantage of your nights to learn. So in the same vein, says Rav Yitzchak Blazer, Rambam writes as well, don't sleep in the base HaMedrash, because that's also going to conflict with your objectives in attaining greater Chachma in Torah. Whereas the Shulchan Aruch is speaking back to Shis Beis HaKnesses. As far as that's concerned, Beis HaKnesses, no sleeping. Beis HaMedrash Me'ikar Din, it is permissible. And that psak from Mordechai Elio about waking up someone sitting next to you who falls asleep is presumably in the Beis Knesses, where the Shulchan Aruch says that it is usher to even doze off in the Beis Knesses. Blazer points out that we know from Hilchos Sukkah, for example, al pidin, you're not supposed to sleep outside the sukkah, and you're not supposed to eat outside the sukkah. But by eating, there's a distinction in halacha. Eating, you can snack outside the sukkah, but your achilas keva, the real meal, has to be dafka in the sukkah. By sleeping, there's no such distinction. By sleeping, even a nap, you may not nap outside the sukkah. So if Blazer writes in his piece, like he says, you see that by shein, there's no distinction. Shinas keva, shinas sarai. If it's mutter, it's all mutter. If it's aser, it's all aser. So by here, the Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, Hilchos Beis HaMedrash, the same thing is true, he says. By Beis HaKnesses, where you can't sleep, doesn't matter if it's a shinas keva, you bring your pillow and blanket, doesn't matter if it's a shinas sarai, it's a boring drasha, so you fall asleep. Either way, in Beis HaKnesses, you're not supposed to sleep. In the Beis HaMedrash, it's all mutter. No chilik between Shinas Keva and Shinas Arai. Either Rambam is talking about Mitzad being Zoche in Talmud Torah and avoiding Bittul Torah, you shouldn't sleep at all in the Beis HaMedrash. But then a Pritzlik adds a second Ha'ara, and this perhaps a Chumrah from our perspective. Pritzlik writes that maybe even the Shulchan Aruch, who allows sleeping in the Beis HaMedrash, is talking dafka about Tamei Chachamim, who are learning the Beis Medrash all day long. Okay? So they're learning all day long the Beis Medrash. So for them, hetzer to nap, hetzer to sleep in the Beis Medrash. But for the average fellow who walks into the Beis Medrash for a short period of time every day, who doesn't consider himself begeder Tamei Chachamim, so then Rav Yitzchak Blazer writes, perhaps the Shulchan Aruch wouldn't be matter for him to sleep or to nap, even in the Beis HaMedrash. As we come up on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, another couple of weeks, so obviously sleeping in the Beis Knesset, Beis Medrash, is a relevant topic for the first night Shavuos. I saw cited from Yaakov Emden in a Siddur. Yaakov Emden says that if someone is not confident that his tefillah won't be disturbed Shacharis Shavuos morning, if he stays up all night long, so better sleep a little bit at night. Don't he says. You stay up all night, and then comes davening, you'll be fast asleep. So you'll be in violation, presumably, of the halacha of sleeping in the Beis Knesset and sleeping during tefillah. He says, better you should sleep a little bit at night rather than lose it all with the hefsid of the distracted shacharis in the morning. So that's Yaakov Emden in the Siddur Amudei Shamayim. Mitzarachar, the Nitzvah Gavriel of Gavriel Zinner, writes that if someone is staying up all night to learn in the Beis Medrash Shavuos night, so if he sleeps a little bit because he's so tired because he's learning, so he writes that since it's being done the Tzorach Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's not Stam that I'm just disregarding Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, so he says that there is Makom Lahakel under those circumstances. So again, under ordinary circumstances, an Issur to sleep in the Beis Knesses, in the Beis Medrash, according to the Pri Yitzchak, the hetzer to sleep in the Beis Medrash is dafka for Tamei Chachamim. But Zinner in his Nitzgavriel is suggesting that if it's the Tzorach Mitzvah, because I'm engaged in Talmud Torah throughout the night, I just happen to fall asleep, that he says would not be usher. One other ha'ar in that regard, one who's going to be this year, we have the 3-day Yom Tov. Erev Yom Tov is Shabbos. So some might be inclined to nap Shabbos afternoon, try to make it a little easier, stay up for Matzah Shabbos for the Tikkun L'Ol Shavuos. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Reish Sadi in Hilchos Shabbos, he says, one should not say, I'm going to go to sleep now so that we can be awake and ready to do our malacha on Matzah Shabbos. So that's in the reference to Ramah in Reish Sadi. Ramah says over there that one who ordinarily naps in the afternoon, so it's an Onik Shabbos to nap in the afternoon. So the Mishnah Berurah says, B'shem Magen Avraham, but don't say I'm going to nap Shabbos afternoon so I can be awake tonight to do my malacha, or in our context, to be awake for the Shavuos night learning, because you're indicating by saying that you're sleeping on Shabbos dafka for the Imos HaChol, or for, in this case, Yom Tov. You're not supposed to be making from Shabbos to Yom Tov or from Shabbos to Chol. So if one's going to take a nap on Shabbos afternoon for Matzah Shabbos, for Leil Shavuos, you can do so, but don't stipulate explicitly that you're doing so in order to be awake that night. Just do so without saying that is why you are taking your nap. So,